Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios, up in Harlem, Don Lemon.
Up in rainy Harlem.
Good morning.
Yeah. The
weather is terrible. Can I be patriotic for the 4th of July weekend?
Go ahead.
Okay. On this Independence Day holiday, we have a lot to learn from the men of Team USA in soccer. They did a whole lot more than come close to winning the World Cup trophy. They taught us about what it means to be an American, to be a real patriot. And even though they lost the other day, I'm really happy right now. And you should be as well. Here is why. Because what they did as a disparate team of brothers unwittingly inspired Americans to come together and actually socialize with each other in person and not on some electronic device. On Tuesday, when Team USA went up against Belgium, I walked into the CNN offices and I witnessed something I had not seen before ever in the offices. My colleagues were sitting together, interns, producers, writers, cleaning staff, managers, all communicating with each other, watching the match on giant TV monitors. They forgot about their cell phones and their computers, and most of all, their perceived stations in life, because it was all from all strata. And they were looking at each other in the eyes and communicating without pretense and without keyboards. Friends from all over the country were sending each other photographs of themselves and their coworkers dressed in Team USA gear. I saw a video of lawmakers in Washington sitting and watching the game along with President Obama. I don't know if you saw that. When have you seen them together in a room smiling all at the same time?
Wow.
What all this did was show me that the rest of America, that we aren't as divided as we think we are. We're not just Republicans sitting in one corner and Democrats sitting in the other corner. Team USA's goalkeeper, Tim Howard, is Hungarian-American, his fellow team members hail from places all over the world, like Nigeria, Mexico, Denmark, Ghana, Poland, Austria, Haiti, Nigeria, and beyond. And so more often than not, we think of ourselves as Black, white, and Asian, and Hispanic pretty much in this country, when the real America is much more than that. What Team USA did for me and for all of us is prove that no matter where our ancestors came from, that we are all Americans who are just as ethnically diverse as that team. We came together behind a singular cause for good and went the distance. It may sound a little bit naive, but imagine for a moment if we did that every day and not just every 4 years when our team is in the running. Think about just how much we get accomplished if we collectively viewed the people with whom we came into contact with just as an American and not an American with a prefix. If we did that for something arguably as trivial as a sporting event, surely we can do it for something as important as democracy. Just as our founding fathers did 238 years ago this week. Something to think about on this Independence Day.